Willkommen zu Tag 6 unserer Special-Vortragsreihe mit Dr. Vignesh aus Indien, aus dem Sitaram Beach Retreat, einer Koryphäe und einem internationalen Speaker auf dem Bereich, im Bereich Ayurveda. Heute geht es um das Thema Dinacharya, also die Grundprinzipien der Tagesroutine und was Ayurveda empfiehlt, täglich für unsere Gesundheit zu tun.
For the next 3 to 4 months, try to put a time for, okay, no matter what, after 10 o'clock, I am going to sleep. Just try this. No matter what, between 7 and 8:30, I will have my breakfast. Between 12:30 and 2 o'clock, I will have my lunch. Before 8, I will definitely finish my dinner. Just try following this routine, just for a period of 3 months, and see what happens to your energy levels, see what happens to your emotions, see what happens to your overall well-being.
Ich bin Dana Schwand mit Da ist Gold drin.
Also, heute ist Tag 6. Ich hoffe, du hast auch die anderen Tage gehört. Guck auf jeden Fall im Podcast sonst mal in die anderen Tage rein. Es gibt so coole andere Themen. Mantra, Mindfulness, Mental Health, Frauengesundheit, die Doshas und so weiter und so fort. Also wirklich cool. Heute geht es wirklich um die Grundprinzipien. Und Dr. Vignesh bringt es wie immer auf den Punkt. Er teilt uns mit die 3 Säulen für die Gesundheit im Ayurveda. Er erzählt, was die häufigsten Gründe sind für unsere Schlafstörungen. Das ist, glaube ich, echt ein super, super wichtiges Thema. Und was wir dagegen tun können natürlich, wieder, wenn wir besser schlafen und am Morgen erholt aufwachen. Er erzählt die wichtigsten Komponenten für gesunde Gewohnheiten, damit wir die etablieren können und warum wir uns nicht aufs Ziel konzentrieren dürfen dabei. Das finde ich auch sehr geil, deckt sich sehr mit unserer Arbeit. Er erzählt natürlich die wichtigsten Prinzipien aus dem Ayurveda und die Gewohnheiten und warum Ausnahmen erlaubt oder vielleicht sogar erwünscht sind. Wie du erkennst, ob dein Sport der richtige ist, finde ich auch grandios wichtig. Und was und wie viel und wann wir essen sollten und woran wir erkennen, ob das Essen für uns gesund ist. Es ist ganz schön, ein Zitat von ihm ist, Ayurveda is not how to suffer, but how to enjoy life better. Also die Tagesroutinen gehen eben nicht darum, du darfst XYZ alles nicht mehr machen, sondern es geht darum, dass es dir besser geht. Wie immer ist das Ganze natürlich in Englisch. Wichtig nochmal, wenn du Bock hast auf eine Panchakarma-Kur bei Dr. Vignesh in Indien im Sitaram Beach Retreat, mach's unbedingt, ist einfach so geil. Ich würde dir empfehlen, über neue Wege zu buchen, über die bin ich damals auch dahin und es war einfach sehr geil organisiert. Die haben das alles so toll gemacht, die haben eine Kooperation auch mit ihm und es läuft alles gigantisch. Ansonsten kann ich dir noch die Mastermind von Dr. Vignesh ans Herz legen. Die ist für Experten, die im Gesundheitsbereich schon arbeiten. Es geht über 6 Monate und wenn du Bock hast, kannst du sogar bei ihm hands-on dann in Training sozusagen üben im Sitaram Beach Retreat. Genau, in eigener Sache, wie immer, ich habe natürlich Bock mit dir zu detoxen, 11. bis 18. März, habe ich die letzten Tage in den Vorträgen schon erzählt, aber falls das der erste ist, den du hörst, 11. bis 18. März biete ich einen Detox an, einen Detox-Kurs, eine Live-Begleitung zu meinem neuen Buch Easy Detox mit Ayurveda. Das Buch ist die Anleitung und ich begleite dich live, beantworte deine Fragen, mache 3 Workshops, gibt eine Facebook-Gruppe, wir meditieren, es wird wirklich schön. 49 € nur, einfach weil ich Bock habe, das mit euch gemeinsam zu machen, es wird richtig cool. Ansonsten passt zu dem Thema Dinacharya ja natürlich auch Tellergold, was wir im Self-Study-Format rausgebracht haben. Das heißt, wenn du denkst, klingt total geil mit dem Ayurveda, ich habe richtig Bock, diese Prinzipien in meinen Alltag zu integrieren, insbesondere mit dem Thema Ernährung anzufangen, dann ist Tellergold definitiv genau das Richtige für dich. Wenn du da Bock drauf hast, schau es dir mal an unter ichgold.de/Tellergold. So, that's it. Lass uns starten.
Okay, so after they do the 2 or 3 weeks of Panchakarma, sometimes patients ask me, now Dr. Vignesh, I was in Sitaram for 2-3 weeks. How long is this benefit going to last in my life? Is it going to be forever or sometime? Okay, if you have such a question in your mind, then there is something seriously wrong with the mindset, you know. Have you seen the garden here? Do you think people are working only 2 weeks in a year and we leave that garden just like that? It is a constant, never-ending ritual, you know. Going and taking out the weeds, making sure the plants are kept, making sure we are watering it in the right way. It's an everyday process, not like a weekend thing. But however, once in a while, we do a master cleaning. Like if you clean your room, you do a master cleaning once or twice a year. And then if you're cleaning it every day, the master cleaning will be way easy. Otherwise, it can be quite intensive. Does that make sense? Now, some people ask me, yes, I did it here. Here, I'm able to eat less. I don't have the need to smoke, or I don't feel like I have to drink more. But when I go out, when I be with my friends, when I see you go to the party, I'm not able to hold myself. Do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody is having that kind of a problem, the root cause of that problem is priority. Do you know this word, priority? You know, we have different needs in our life. Now, what are our priorities? It could be family, right? What else? It could be work. It could be money. It could be travel, fun. And of course, health. H-E-A-L-T-H, yes. Right? Usually what happens, the first 50 years of a human being's life, we live to earn money and we spend it for regaining the health we lost to earn it. And health is not something you keep it for your retirement. Health is something you keep it for every moment. Because, see, I'll tell you what is the importance of priority. If family is your priority, how will your life be? You will make sure you get a job near your home. Now, you will make sure the job will make sure you can go back to home after 5 o'clock. You will not stress anything that, okay, if the job, if your boss tells you, sorry, you cannot go home, you have to finish your job. And if your family is waiting for you, there is a high possibility you will start looking for another job that will benefit your spending time with family. Do you agree with that? Where if work is your priority, you will keep your family aside because work is my priority. I have to make sure work is most important to me. If money is your priority, everything will be like Excel sheets, you know, number, how much is everything, everything else is secondary. And the same is with fun, whatever is your priority, the rest of your decisions will be decided on your number one priority. Do you understand this? Now, imagine, what if health becomes the number one priority in your life? Do you think you will not have this? Now, let's say, if money is your priority, let's say that. And somebody comes and tells you, I will give you $1 million every month. But you will have to work 24 hours without any break for the next 10 years. Would you be able to work? Why? Because what's the point in having that money if you are not able to enjoy it, right? Same way, if you don't have health, all this becomes useless. No matter how much money you have, no matter what fame you have, no matter how good is your family, if you don't have health, you become a burden for all of this. But if you have health, you don't have any of this, what happens? You still can build it from scratch. Does that make sense? So, once you make health is my number one priority, everything else in my life will come afterwards. It makes a huge shift in your decisions, the friends that you are making, the people that you spend with, the restaurants that you go, the time and energy that you will invest. So, what we are saying is, make health as your number one priority. Like, there is a story. There was a group of fishermen who were, you know, fishing some of the best fishes. So, there was somebody who came from a Harvard school. And he said, wow, this fish looks fantastic. So maybe we have to hire more machines and ships so that we can fish more and start distributing it around the world. And then he said, wow, so why should we do that? So once you distribute it throughout the world, then you will have more and more possibilities of making revenue. Okay, so what happens if we make more revenue? Then you'll have more money to spend. Okay, what happens if we have to spend more money? Then you have more freedom to do. You can go and stay near a beach and have all the good things you want. So the fisherman said that, but we are already living that. You know, why should I go through all that work to get to do that? So whatever we are doing, just focus on why am I doing this? This is going to help me. No matter what money you earn, if you are not able to sleep and you have such a good mattress, it makes no sense. No matter how good food you can cook, but if you are not able to digest it, then again it's of no use. So one of the mindset that we have to change when you leave from here is, from now onwards, health is my priority. It's like when you are on the flight, when the oxygen mask falls, even if you are next to a kid, they tell you first put it on you and then you put it on the child. Why do they say that? Is it because you're selfish? First, you have to protect yourself. You know, without this, there is nothing else. See, there is only one true partner in our life. And there is only one true address in our life. That is our body. Everything else keeps changing, you know. And whatever else that you see, you are experiencing it through your body. So that is why the more we are able to respect this body, better your experiences of life, better your other priorities will get better. Your ability to earn more money, your ability to spend more quality time with your family, your ability to find solutions in your work. All of this will go up when your health gets better. Does that make sense? Now we will go into what are the habits of a person who is healthy. The first habit of a person who is healthy is he keeps health as his number one priority. Then, like I said, this garden is not a 2-week business, you know. You have to do it every day. No, they don't come and just do it for 2 weeks and then leave it for the rest of the year. Every day it is being worked. I'm sure you see that. That is one of the reasons. This garden is a symbolic work on how our body is working. In Ayurveda, we talk about 3 pillars of good health. They say that as long as you keep these 3 pillars fantastic, your health will be strong. These are the 3 pillars of good health. The first pillar of good health, in Ayurveda, it is told in Charaka Samhita, there is the word for that is Trisraishaniyam, in which they told us the word is Nidra. The word Nidra in many of the English textbooks, it's told as sleep. But the true meaning of the word Nidra actually means to shut down or to relax. And that's what actually the sleep does. Now, people ask, I'm not able to sleep well. One of the reasons why people are not able to sleep well is their body is not tired. I mean, if you ever go to a construction site and if you see some of the physically active laborers, you will see that they will be sleeping on a very hard mattress, you know, and it will be quite noisy outside. And maybe if it's in India or a place which is tropical climate, you will see a lot of mosquitoes also covering, but they will be sleeping like a dead rock. How are they able to sleep that way? Have you ever questioned that? Without any sleeping pill. It's just that their physical body is tired. When somebody tells, I am not able to sleep, what that person is saying is their physical body is not really tired or exhausted. Their mind is tired. Sleep happens when your physical body is tired. So in order to have your physical body tired, what is that you need? You need to move. Movement is a very intrinsic part of our livelihood. There is a school of thought that says that only reason why we have brain is to make sure we have control over our muscles. And why we have muscles is to give us the ability to move. Because of our ability to move, that's where we can explore the world and experience what we want. So if you are not moving, when I say movement, what we are also talking about is good exercise. Exercise is a very important aspect to have a good sleep. Now, let me tell you, I'm not talking about Olympic style workouts. And in Ayurveda, exercise, how it should be done, it is something that has to be made into a habit on every day. And how much is a good exercise? The word for how much exercise can be done in Sanskrit, what they say is the word called as Ardha Shakti. The word Shakti means power, Ardha means half. Every day we have to do exercise for half of our strength. You know what is half of the strength? When you are not exhausted. If you do exercise and afterwards if you are feeling super tired and exhausted, you are overdoing it. That will kill you. Like in Ayurvedic textbooks in Ashtanga Hridayam it is told, if you overdo exercise, it will kill you just like the way a lion will kill an elephant. Slowly, the lion will overtake. The same way, if you are overdoing exercise without the right rest and relaxation and other things, your body will give up. You can get injured faster. So there is a way of doing it. And it is told that once in a while intensive workout is not what is expected. A consistent half strength workout or exercise, or you know, like yogic practice, half strength exercise will always beat once in a while heavy intensive Olympic workouts. I say Olympic workouts just to exaggerate. Sometimes people think, okay, now I have to lose weight. Then they go and run for 2 and 3 kilometers and they are injured for the next 1 week. Rather than doing that, start it slow and don't fall in love with the outcome. Focus on the process. See, one of the reasons why people are not able to fall in love with the idea of exercising or eating healthy, because they are so fixated on the outcome. When I say outcome, let's say one person is overweight and they want to lose about 5 to 6 kilograms. Usually what happens is the moment they become overweight, they will go on a dieting for a short period. And they will work out or do exercises for a short period. And the moment they lose weight, what will happen? They have a high possibility of going back to the old patterns. You know, the moment they see a party or a buffet, they will eat with both the hands. Now, the reason why that is happening, because they are not focused on the process. They are fixated on, I want to lose 5 kilos and after that, I can be and do whatever I can do. And then what happens, they will put on weight even more. And when they go to do some exercise or when they are eating healthy, they see there is no result. So why waste my energy on doing this? Let me just enjoy the food. And later they say, I tried it many times. I'm never able to lose weight. Do you understand this mindset? See, let's say you are not focused on weight loss, but you are focused on, I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to eat mindfully and I'm going to learn to relax and I'm going to sleep well. Do you think following this process, even if you don't have a goal on weight loss, you will still achieve that? Do you understand this? So stop focusing on the outcome. Rather, make falling in love with healthy habits your outcome. See, habits is everything. That is why in Ayurveda, one of the foundation of, even before they start explaining about diseases, they talk about healthy daily habits. That is how they start the chapters. Before they talk about what are the causes of the disease, how are they going to create troubles for them, and how can we treat that, they start with the chapters on what is a healthy regimen for a healthy human being. And then they talk about what are the seasonal regimens that a person can do. Then they talk about what are the different kind of food. And then only in the end, they talk about cause of the disease, what are the names of the disease, how it is. Because trying to be healthy by learning about disease is like trying to be rich by learning about people in poverty. You know, it doesn't change that way. So we have to focus on what are the habits of the healthy person. And one of the reasons, even though you are fixated on the process, there is one more thing. There are two reasons why people change. When I say change, means something that drives them to change, you know. When somebody says, I am not able to stop my binge eating, or I am not able to quit smoking, or I am not able to stop my binge drinking, what that person is saying is, I only want to feel good for some time, but I don't have an identity of being healthy. Do you understand this? We have an identity-based habits and we have an outcome-based habit. This is identity and this is outcome. Like outcome is I want to lose 5 kilograms. But identity is I want to be known as a person who is healthy. Once you fixate my identity is I want to be healthy, then no matter what bad habits you have, you will slowly start changing that. Do you understand what we are saying? I want the world to see me as someone who is extremely healthy, who is health conscious. That kind of a mindset should get into our DNA. And once we get that kind of a blueprint inside us, then changing or giving up unhealthy habits is just like cutting your nails. But rather you think, okay, I can't give up that sugar. I can't give up that cigarette. But I wish to give it up. It'll always be a fight against gravity. Now you will use willpower, you'll quit, but then again it'll come back when an opportunity comes. But once you have this with the identity, you also want to spend time with like-minded people. You will avoid going to restaurants which has buffets. You'll avoid staying late night dining. You will avoid buying food from restaurants. Rather, you will start learning how to cook better. You will start spending time in the farmer's groceries rather than going to a supermarket and buying packaged foods. And you will start being more connected with your body. And if your work is becoming overwhelmed, you will learn to say no because you respect yourself. So we have to create that identity change that for me, health is my priority. Health is what I am. I'm a healthy and vital person. And then, see, just because one day you binge eat or you smoke a cigarette or you drink too much, your health is not going to change. The same way, one day you exercise and you eat little, it's also not going to show a difference in your body. But over the period, give yourself 3 to 6 months. For the 3 to 6 months, I'm not going to expect, but I'm just going to focus on my healthy habits. And then over time, you will start seeing the changes. It's like, you know, cancer never shows any symptoms till 80%. Then all of a sudden, it takes over the body and there is no going back, unless you are lucky to be detected earlier. And it's the same way with our body. If you are focused on healthy habits over a period of time, then the possibility of you sticking to it is very high. So we say that once you make your identity, I am a person who loves to exercise, who loves to meditate, who loves to do yoga. This has to become a part of your daily ritual. No matter how busy you are, see, if something is important to you, you will find time for it. When somebody says, I don't have time for exercise, he's just saying that my body is not my priority. It's like saying, I don't have time to stop my car for fuel, even though it's on empty tank, but I have to reach the place. No, it doesn't make sense that way. And about sleep, well, like we said, half strength exercise is very important for that. And second thing, after 7 or 8 o'clock, try to reduce your mental stimulation. You know, mental stimulation means if you are indulging in reading something thriller or, you know, watching some videos that excite you or indulging in bright lights. You know, after Edison invented bulb, the possibilities of insomnia went up. Because then we started working 3 shifts. And our sleep is highly connected with the Earth's magnetic field. The more you are able to go to a deep sleep pattern at night, your ability to be fresh in the morning is way higher. Even though we say 8 hours of sleep is important, just try going to sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning and sleep for 16 hours. There is a high possibility you will still wake up tired. That's because our body is designed to follow the Earth's magnetic field. Earth's magnetic field means what? The movement of the sun. After the sun sets, it is time to relax and also going to deep rest. And when you sleep, what is the one organ that works the most? Do you know which organ works the most? Our liver. And what does the liver do? Liver helps to detox the blood. So if you are able to sleep, especially during night, the functioning of the liver is way better. See, you can, and when the liver wants to clean the blood, it expects all the other organs to use the blood least. But if you are constantly working, the blood has to be invested in other aspects of the functioning. And that is why in sleep, our resting metabolism is the lowest. Do you know what is resting metabolism? Resting metabolism is, let's say you run a business. No matter what your revenue is, every month you have an expense, right? You have to pay for the electricity, you have to pay for the staff, you have to pay for this. This is a monthly expense no matter what your revenue is going to be. Same way, when you go to sleep, you still have to function the heart rate. Your breathing has to happen. The blood has to circulate. So there is an energy that is required to continue your sustainability. But it will be at its least. At that time, the liver is having undivided attention on our blood to purify that. That is why when you have a good sleep, we wake up fresh. And avoid late night dining. One way, if you want to put on weight, one of the best things you can do is eat late night dinners. Because dinner is the time when our metabolism is the weakest compared to lunch and breakfast. Because after the sunset, our agni is less. So always try to eat least during dinner and lunch heavy and breakfast the second heaviest. And try to follow this pattern. And you see, there is a schedule for our gut. You know, some people ask, should I eat on time or should I eat when I'm hungry? What is correct? You know, we have two, both are correct in one aspect. Yeah, some people say you have to eat when you're hungry. Some people say when you're on time. But according to Ayurveda, when you're able to train your body to be hungry on time, and then when you eat on time, that is what a healthy digestion will look like. So having a schedule for your food and sleep makes a huge difference. When I say schedule, for the next 3 to 4 months, try to put a time for, okay, no matter what, after 10 o'clock, I am going to sleep. Just try this. No matter what, between 7 and 8:30, I will have my breakfast. Between 12:30 and 2 o'clock, I will have my lunch. Before 8, I will definitely finish my dinner. Just try following this routine just for a period of 3 months and see what happens to your energy levels. See what happens to your emotions. See what happens to your overall well-being. That schedule can never be replaced with a tablet, vaccination, or a secret herb from Himalayas. You know, this is the foundation of good immunity and good metabolism. So when you go back home, make it a ritual. No matter what happens, health is my priority. Sleep is my priority. Eating on time is my priority. And doing exercise is my priority. Just follow this. And whatever is the time left, let the rest of the world deal with you with that. Okay, now people say, I can't do that. I have to travel. I have to do all of that. Yes, if you can do that, but the price for that is you will have to pay it with low energy and other issues with immune system. Now, there is a unpublished research that says that if you are able to go to deep sleep between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. Deep sleep. This is when our blood purification is the best. It's just a time zone. During this time, if you are able to sleep well, your blood purification and the liver's functioning is better. Because our liver is also connected with the movement of the sun. When there is too much of light, we are sending a signal to the pituitary gland. We are still alert. It's still daytime. I have to do some work. I cannot relax. So that is why darkness is one of the supporting factors of deep sleep. If you see a lot of light, try to cover your eyes as much as possible. And if you have difficulty falling asleep, try to avoid looking at the mobile phone in your bed. Try moving out and sitting on chair and doing that. If you're reading something, try to move out of your bed. Because if you associate your bed to reading, then your association to sleep with the bed will also go away. Associate your chair and something else for reading, and bed is something, the moment I go there, I fall asleep. It's like the Pavlov's dog theory, you know, bell, dog and the food. The moment I see the bed, I am hardwired to fall asleep. That is a training that we do, just like the way we train everything else in our life. So, and another thing I'll tell you, rubbing your palms and your feet, these are energy centers that will help to relax your nervous system. Take some good oil. We have one oil called as Kshirabala. You apply this oil in your palms, rub it like a little bit heat is coming, and also the sole, the feet sole, rub it well. When you rub that, and keep little bit of oil on the top part of your head. When you put oil in these three parts, it is like a signal to the nervous system, you are relaxing. And try this. Okay, it will not work like a sleeping pill, but this has a huge impact on relaxing your system. Oh, there are many meditations, listening to that, you know, listening to the stories. One of the apps that I highly recommend is called as calm.com. Try listening to this. You can download some apps and also sleeping things. Okay, I am an unpaid PRO of this app. It really helps, especially when I'm jet lagged. This really helps. Or other thing I tell you, you read something really boring. Or open your school textbooks that you hated. You know, that will help you to fall asleep. Another thing, if you can breathe with your left nostril, this will also calm down your nervous system to just to go to sleep. Like closing your right nostril, just do deep breathing with your left nostril. This will bring cooling to the whole body. And then when you fall asleep, of course, you will remove your hand. The second thing after the sleep, they say that there is also a sequence. Sleep, the second one is called as ahara. It is also called as nutrition. If you love to eat, there is a statement. Eat little, so you live long enough to eat a lot. One of the greatest disciplines that we can have is our ability to control food. Once you master that discipline, it says that we can master any other discipline in the life. Because this is one of our security measures that I want to eat. This is one of our basic needs. So always, if we have the ability to say no when I'm half full, you have no idea how good our energy is. How to understand the food that I ate was healthy? Just answer three questions, you know. Am I feeling heavy afterwards? And after 2-3 hours, am I still feeling heavy? Or do I feel tired? You know, just a feeling of tiredness. If you are having these three questions, yes, something is wrong with the food or with the dosage or with the way you ate. And according to Ayurveda, food should be half of your capacity. And the other half, you split it with the liquid and the free space. So this gives you enough space for the digestion. And eating more doesn't mean you're going to get more energy. You know, you cannot eat for the rest of your life for one time. No matter how much you eat, it's only going to give you energy for maybe for the next 18 or 20 hours if you are able to fast. Little bit food always give more energy than more food when we are stuffed. And today, most of the food we are eating, it's mostly for the gastronomic purpose, not for the energy purpose. So three questions you can ask. Is it nature made or man made? Always give priority for nature made. And second thing, how sooner it is coming from the source to your plate? The longer it is taking from the source to your plate, less the energy it will have. So one question I always ask, if you are buying milk, if you are buying meat, if you are buying something covered with the plastic, just look for its shelf life. Longer the shelf life of the food, the more heavy for the body to digest it. Do you understand this? Try to, especially with milk, if you buy milk, okay, I am not a big advocate of milk if you are having certain diseases, but try to buy that is fresh. The more longer it takes, the more toxic and heavy it is. That is why we have so much of lactose intolerance than any other time. Because they put lots of preservatives and make the milk so heavy for the people to digest. And the third question is, after you have the food, if your plate is sticky and if you are having so much of difficulty to wash your plates and dishes, that food is also heavy for the body to wash. So these three questions, man-made or nature-made, how soon it is coming to your plate from the source, and third thing, how difficult is it for you to wash the leftovers? It's just a common sense. And another thing, after having this food, how do you feel? Are you feeling heavy or are you feeling energetic? If you feel heavy, something, the dosage, you can start with the dosage, then changing the food, and then also chewing your food. See, 50% of the digestion must happen in our mouth. The more we are able to chew and grind, what happens? People who have bloating and acidity, okay, even if you are not having enough medication, just try chewing more, you know, chewing like a cow, and then see what happens. Your ability to absorb the food is way better. So that is with the aharam. And people ask me, what is my opinion on milk? See, if you are having arthritis, inflammations, high levels of heart problems or cholesterol, any kinds of joint disorders, any kinds of allergies, try giving up milk for 3 to 4 months completely. You can just research. Countries that consume the highest dairy products are also having the highest heart attacks and osteoporosis. This result is not something that comes out like that. So if you consume cheese, today most of us are consuming milk products for gastronomic reasons, just for the taste. It is not for something to feel, okay, some people say, from where will I get calcium from? You know, cows don't produce calcium. They get it from the grass that they eat. So if you add more of green vegetables and green leafy food, your calcium levels can still go up. It is not necessary that the source of calcium is only from milk. See, what is the point in putting petrol in your car if your tires are deflated? Do you understand this? If you are having pain in the joints, if you are having arthritis, if you are having aches and pains, there is no point in putting too much of heavy food. You're only going to make this pain worse and worse. And in most of you, on your final checkout date, we would be giving you medicines to clean the gut. You know, the duishfal or the purgation. We will give you the medicine, but we will not be giving it to everyone. Only if we feel that it is required for you, we will give you, and we will tell you how to do it at home. Just like the way we do it here, there is another how to do it at home, like IKEA furniture. We tell you how to do that at home. You take the medicine, prepare your previous day with some pineapple and some special spices. And then the next day morning, you have this medicine and let the dams open and you clean the stomach. Doing this every 3 to 4 months is a very efficient way to purify your blood, because your gut health is your true health. So that is with the food aspect. The third one, people don't become old just like that. People get old when they stop growing in life. In Ayurveda, in the three pillars of life, one is called as Nidra, Aharam. The third one is called as Brahmacharya. Depending on the books that you read, it is having a lot of different translations. Have you read some translation for this? If you read, can you tell me what you mean by this? Self-study? Yes, self-study is one. Anything else you read about it? Okay, in most of the books, it is written as celibacy. In some books, it is told as good sex. In some books, it is told as self-study. But let's just understand from where this word Brahmacharya comes from. The word Brahma, Bra means to expand. Ma means what? My purest self. And Charya means a ritual. Do you understand this? Every day, if you do something to improve yourself, your well-being goes up. See, that is why people after retirement, when they stay at home, they have higher possibilities of getting a chronic illness or a terminal disease, because they suddenly lose a purpose in their life. Rather, I've seen one of our political leaders, he is 94, he has many diseases, but he still lives long because he has a great purpose. Even though, even if he is in the opposition party, he will make sure he will make the ruling party's life hell. But he has that deep purpose, you know, I want to do something. Once we have that daily need to do something where I improve myself, learning something new or doing something, learning a new language, trying to draw, no matter what your age is, that is such a powerful therapy for longevity and being young. People don't grow old. They become old when they don't stop growing. It is when you continue growing, what happens? You feel young. You get better and better. That's when our nerve cells, you are sending a signal to your body, I am so happy to be alive. I feel good that I am growing in my life. And usually we recommend for 2 weeks, avoid alcohol, refined white sugar. You will get the transcript of this lecture in your final consultation. We will give you the transcript of that. Refined white sugar, lactose and gluten. When I say lactose and gluten, don't think that I have to completely neglect it. If you have a tendency of eating too much cheese, if you have a tendency of eating too much sugar, bring down the dosage. Ayurveda does not say suffer. It talks about how to enjoy life better. If you enjoy wine, don't overdo it. You know, do it in a limit where you are able to appreciate it. That way, your quality of life will also improve. So, lactose and also to a great extent gluten, if you are able to limit it for 2 weeks, the tendency of sustaining the benefits of what happened here is much longer. Like in Ayurveda, it is told, whenever after Panchakarma, your digestion is slightly weak because we cleaned the gut. Your gut is quite irritated. So, just like we catch fire on a small stick, then you put another small stick, and then you put a big wooden log. Slowly the fire catches. Same is with our digestive fire. Slowly you put easy to digest food. And then slowly you can get back to your normal food. And in some of you, we will give you some prescriptions in the end. One of the healthy drinks that we give is called as Alarkant. If you have problems of too much of slime in your body, it could be in the stomach, it could be in the chest, it could be in the throat. You get up with lots of mucus, you have allergies, rashes. The moment the winter comes, you have tendencies of catching flu. This is one of the powder we recommend you make it into a tea and take it every morning. This will help to release the mucus producing tendency of the body. Majority of the ingredients are curcuma, things that helps to kill the worms inside our stomach, and little bit of iron. So this, it's a blood purifying powder. You just mix it with hot water and drink it every morning. And people ask me, ice water or cold water or hot water? If you have too much of mucus in your body, try going for hot water. Now imagine you are washing your plates. Even if you don't have detergent, you can wash it still with hot water, right? Because hot is an antidote for sticky stuff. So if you have too much of mucus, try drinking hot water as a basic routine. And another thing, if you are having tendencies of getting stressed after work, okay, I feel my work is a bit stressed, or I'm not able to focus, one of the capsules that we recommend is called as Stimulant. It's an Ayurvedic capsule. This has a high rich of Brahmi. This is a herb that helps, it's like a brain tonic. This helps to think better. It improves our nervous functioning. It is one of them. Like Brahmi, there are many other herbs that are boiled in the form of ghee. And that is made into a capsule, so we don't worry about the taste of that. If you are able to consume that, especially for children, or if you are into a work where you need to think, of course today thinking is the most expensive job, where you need to focus, where you need to be creative, this is one capsule that I highly recommend. And then we talk about self oil massage every day, especially now that you're going back to winter. If you come from cold countries, no matter which part of the world you come from, in Ayurveda it is told a self oil massage is recommended for every healthy person, unless you have some serious skin problems. You know, take a little bit of coconut oil or sesame oil or the massage oil that you get, and doing a daily self massage goes a long way in improving the health of your skin. And when the skin health is better, your blood circulation is also better. And also you feel better. You know, how do you feel when you massage with... Nobody likes a dry skin. And dry skin is not something by genetics. It is a trained pattern. You know, the more you take care of it, it will be oily. But unless you have some diseases like psoriasis or eczema or dermatitis, it's a different concept. But a daily self-massage is one of the best things you can do. And especially if you're coming from cold countries, make it a habit to go to sauna once in 2 weeks or at least once a week. This helps to open up your pores. If you are not exercising and sweating, going to sauna will really help. Okay, some, especially women after the menopause, if they say I'm having hot flashes, I don't like sauna, then go for the steam, which is less than 40, which is between 40 to 50 degrees. Just a mild sweating is very important. It is not that you need to go to that Russian banya or Finnish sauna where they heat you to death. It is not, just the idea is you sweat a little bit. And then you stop when you feel, okay, I've sweated, my heart rate is there, and then coming out. This has a huge impact on your immune system and the health of the skin, and also it's a detoxing process. And another aspect we tell you, after you go back home, try to declutter your home. Starting from your computer, your files, your clothes, your old garage, remove everything that you don't need. And when you do that, just like doing panchakarma for your body, you're also doing a panchakarma for your home. You know, removing all the old stuff. Whenever you remove old stuff that you don't require, you are symbolically giving a message, I am open for new things to enter my life. And practice pranayama and meditation, which we spoke in the previous lectures. And we'll be giving you the write-up on various pranayamas and why pranayama is important, why meditation is important. a gratitude journal, and go to workshops where you learn about health. You know, spend time in nature whenever possible. Even 1 week you're working too much, take 1 day off without your mobile phone. Just go and spend few hours in nature. Nobody said I spent time in forest and I got depressed. You know, going there is a way of recharging your soul and your elements of the earth that created you. Any other questions? How often can I do Panchakarma? People ask. If you are very healthy, you cook your own food, you exercise daily, you take care of yourself, you go to sleep on time, doing Panchakarma once in 2 or 3 years is fine. But if you're constantly working on a computer, you have deadlines constant, you have work stress, you eat out daily, you travel a lot, at least once a year. And it is not necessary that you have to do it for 2 weeks. There are many centers where you can just go for 1 week or 10 days and then just do a cleanse. And invest time in going to retreats. This is a fantastic thing you can do to your body. And if you come from Europe, there is one mindfulness retreat called as Plum Village. They talk about mindfulness. Even if you have kids, you can go with your kids to there. It's in France. Have you heard about this spiritual teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh? Okay, he teaches about mindfulness. Try spending time there just for a weekend. It will change how you see life. So, it's time for dinner. If you have any questions, you can ask. Okay, tomorrow, those who are still staying in Sitaram, who wanted to know the story behind Panchakarma, why we do Panchakarma, we are holding a lecture from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Those who arrived in the last few days, in the last 1 week, please do come for this talk. This will change your experience of why we are doing what in Sitaram, and you will also understand better what we are doing here. So we see you, those who want to know what is Panchakarma, please come between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Here. Okay, thank you.
Also wenn du jetzt nicht davon überzeugt bist, dass Ayurveda genial ist und dass du in deinem Alltag deine Gewohnheiten vielleicht ein bisschen anpassen könntest, damit es dir besser geht, ohne damit komisch zu werden, dann weiß ich auch nicht. Und wenn du Bock hast, mit mir das zu machen, also ne, wenn du Bock hast, Panchakarma kurz zu machen, fahr zu Vignesh, wir verlinken dir das alles in den Shownotes. Wenn du Bock hast, mit mir das zu machen, dann geh auf jeden Fall zu uns mal auf die Website ichgold.de/tellergold. Da kannst du nämlich mit mir, wenn du Bock hast, die ganzen Ernährungsprinzipien lernen. Oder wenn du Bock hast zu detoxen, ist auch ein cooler kleiner Start. Dann machen wir das 11. bis 18. März, ichgold.de/easydetox-week. Da würde ich es auch richtig schön finden, wenn du dabei wärst. Ansonsten würde es mich richtig freuen, wenn du nochmal zu Instagram rüberhüpfst und uns ein bisschen Feedback gibst oder uns eine E-Mail schickst oder eine Direct-Message schickst, irgendwo uns Feedback gibst und auch Vignesh folgst auf Instagram. Verlinken wir dir natürlich auch alles in den Shownotes, weil der einfach so tolle Infos raushaut. Und wir uns, also Vignesh und wir uns sehr über Feedback freuen würden, ob dir das gefallen hat, ob wir Vignesh vielleicht zu einem späteren Zeitpunkt nochmal einladen sollen. Let us know. Wir hoffen sehr, du hast so sehr von der Vortragsreihe profitiert, wie ich damals. Falls du nicht alle 6 Bonus-Extra-Special-Folgen gehört hast, dann geh im Podcast nochmal zurück. Es gibt wahnsinnig spannende Themen, es lohnt sich definitiv. Alles richtig geil. Ansonsten hören wir uns morgen schon wieder und zwar mit einer ganz normalen, regulären Folge. Mit yours truly, the one and only Dana Schwant. Ich schicke dir fette Grüße aus Costa Rica, ein Päckchen Sonne nach Deutschland und freue mich, wenn wir uns morgen wieder hören. Pass gut auf dich auf. Deine Dana.